My name is A.B. Ridgeway. I'm the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things to My Mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. And brothers and sisters, imagine you were trying to buy a home and you wire $800,000 for the down payment to scammers. Well, first of all, $800,000 for a down payment is a lot. This must be a huge house, but let's listen and see what happened.
A North County couple's American dream quickly turned into a nightmare after wiring nearly $800,000 to who they thought was their escrow agent. Instead, all of that money went to a scammer.
Wow.
And I remember I just dropped to the floor.
I immediately went to the FBI.
10 News reporter John Horn is joining us now live in the newsroom. And John, that money appears to be gone.
Yeah, and as far as that couple can tell, it's in somebody's account in Singapore. Now, Kevin and Nicole North thought by now they'd be the proud owners of a brand new expansive Carlsbad home. But today they're living with family in Solana Beach, wondering how so many clues could slip through the cracks and let this scammer get away with it.
Brothers and sisters, I do want to say this. It's very hard to see red flags, right? Hindsight's 20/20. It's easy for us to do these videos, for us to watch them, for us to criticize, maybe in the comments and say, how can they ever do that? Oh, I would never do that. How do you send $800,000 to a scammer in Singapore? You didn't verify the wire transfer number? Well, I mean, I would have done that. But most of us are so happy, so overjoyed that we even got the house of our dreams or that we even have $800,000 to wire. I mean, these people almost wired nearly $1 million, and I'm assuming they sold a house and they took the money and they were wiring it to the escrow account, something like that. They look very young. If you're watching this on YouTube, they look very young. So either they have a really good job, they saved up a lot of money and then they're buying their new home, or once again, they sold a home and they're just taking the assets to put a down payment on their new home so they could just pay the difference for the mortgage, if that makes any sense. Hope I wasn't talking too fast. But anyway, red flags are very hard to see, especially when you're emotionally involved in a transaction. That's why as a financial advisor, I can help you make objective decisions when you are too emotionally involved. We talked about romance scams that occur. What happens, people are emotionally involved and they can't look at the situation objectively, like, why are you sending money to Japan? Why are you sending money to Singapore? That's a lot of money to send to someone you don't know. But it's hard when you are in love. You know, you're on cloud nine. No one can tell you anything because you want this to be your reality. So them in this home, they coveted their home so much. They loved it so much. They're so overjoyed. They didn't see these red flags. But what were these red flags? Let's take a look and see what they may be.
It's Kay. It's Kay. Oh.
These days, one-year-old Declan is the only one who can keep his parents positive. Otherwise, Kevin and Nicole Knorr are tormented.
We can't sleep. I mean, last night you had a nightmare.
The couple is living a nightmare. They're staying with family in Solana Beach at a time they thought they'd be living the American dream.
All of this was for him, you know, the house with the yard and the schools and, you know, so he could have a sibling.
But instead, their $775,000 down payment, 60% of the purchase price of a Carlsbad home, wired to a hacker posing as their escrow agent.
Then we get a phone call. Where did you send your wire? I said, to you guys. What do you mean, to you guys?
Stunned, the Knorrs went to the FBI and are now retracing their steps. They take direct aim at an employee at their escrow company who sent official wire instructions minus the account number in an unsecured email. They say a hacker got access to that email and duplicated that document, adding account numbers to a Bitcoin exchange company. Nicole says the bank never caught it, and escrow didn't alert her when she called to say she sent the money, even though they'd never told her where to send it.
Whoa, 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 whoa. This took a turn. I'm sorry. This is not their fault. I am king accountability. King accountability here. This is literally scary. The fact that someone duplicated that email, hacked into their system, and then sent them the official documentation, I think that should be the liability of the escrow company. If they know this to be true, that is not the fault of this couple. I mean, they should be able to get some, I don't know, I mean, to be able to recoup some of that money. that they sent out. And plus, ooh, they got a beautiful home. I mean, $1.6+ million. That's a nice home. And for them to save up that amount of money, that's awesome. So they've done everything right, right? Everything is perfect. But at the same time, one financial mistake, and that's why I love our show. This is why I love what I do on a day-to-day basis, because you can make all the right decisions, but there's that one decision that you make that can destroy your financial circumstances, can destroy just your financial life. And that's why we talk about the financial five. We talk about your financial advisor who looks over your investment accounts and things of that nature. You have your accountant that does all your taxes, and then you have your lawyer. This is where the lawyer actually steps in. Your lawyer looks over the documents, make sure all the account numbers are correct. And then you have your power of attorney, you have your executor. So once again, the financial five is here to protect you. Now, they probably didn't have a lawyer to look over their numbers. They felt like, well, why should I hire a lawyer? He's going to take, you know, $1,000 or $500 or how much he's going to charge per hour to look at this documentation. I'm not going to do that. But you're protecting $800,000. And brothers and sisters, the more money that you have, the more you are going to need people to look after that money, because these scammers are going for people with money. They're not going for people who have $100 or $50 or $25, or maybe even have overdraft fees, right? Like, who's going to hack into an account that is $200 withdrawn and take over their account, right? Now they got bill collectors calling them. Nobody's going to do that, right? But these people, they have $800,000 and they're going into a new house. Scammers are going to start attacking them. So as a type of insurance, make sure you get financial help and professionals to surround you and make sure the transaction goes through properly.
In that critical time, Nicole says the transfer could have been stopped.
They called back. They called back to tell me what time the notary would be here the next day to sign our loan docs.
The couple now reeling, seeking their legal options, looking back on how something like this could happen.
And the couple has set up a GoFundMe. They asked us not to name the escrow company as they weigh their legal options. Now, the FBI says Californians are the biggest target of this scam. One way to protect yourself from this is not to accept wire instructions over email. Instead, call that escrow agent that you know that you've been working with and get that over the phone.
Unbelievable. I mean, even if you have to call your escrow agent, that's fine. $1.6 million in California. I'm out here in the country. So I'm way down south. So $1.6 million will probably get you a 10,000 square foot home easily out here. I may be exaggerating a little bit, but yeah, your house is going to look amazing. In California, you may have a 3-bedroom or a 4-bedroom or something like that. And nothing against California or where you're at, but the cost of living is just so high. The quality of life that you're going to get in the south or maybe in some smaller towns, toward the east is going to be a little bit better. I'm not talking about the Northeast, like your New Yorks and things of that nature, but, you know, somewhere in your south, you know, a little bit southern, you know. But anyway, I digress. This situation definitely could happen to anybody. I just want you to be protected and be aware of this, especially when you are transferring homes. A lot of people are now downsizing. The reason I brought this story up is because as you retire, you may not need that 2-story house. You may want to downsize to a 1-story house, but you don't want to take on a new mortgage, right? So you sell your home and then you transfer into a smaller home. It's fully paid off. You can go into retirement without worrying about maintaining such a high property. It usually takes 1% of the house cost to maintain. So let's say you have a $500,000 house. It's going to cost you around $5,000 a year for maintenance, whether that's a washer or dryer, maybe that'll be like an air conditioner, or maybe those are some lights or, you know, carpet cleaning, all that kind of thing to maintain a household. You can estimate about 1% of that. So with that said, when you downsize, you can save that money. Also, it's a good opportunity for you to increase your cash flow, because most likely you're going into a smaller house. It's already paid off. Now you can increase the money that you could take out for daily living, things that you have like food, water, shelter, clothing. But if you don't know anything about these accounts or what you should do, you can always download our ebook, The 4 Pillars to Christian Investing. It's a beginner's guide, 19 pages, really quick read. It goes over debt management, savings, investing, and wealth transfer. This goes under the wealth transfer, the ability to take money from one account and move it over to the other. Once again, these are one of the 4 pillars, and they dropped it, and now their life is crumbled. You know, we're going to build our financial house on those 4 pillars. So if we don't have the strong pillars to build our home, is going to fall down. I don't want that for you. If you're looking for a financial advisor, you can always go into the description. There is a link so you can visit AB Ridgeway Wealth Management, where we create financial plans for people like you so you can be rich and you could be righteous. So if you like this video, you could do me one favor, watch the next video, or go to our library of over 900 videos. Yes, over 900. We go over scams. We go over retirement tips. We go over motivation, money motivation, right? Money in the Bible. We even talk about news stories just like this. So if you love this, we have a playlist for you. You can see more of the stuff you love to watch, and we have it for you. Well, that is it for me. My name is AB Ridgeway. I'm a certified private wealth advisor professional, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.